Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You better, you bet on radio.com and the radio.com app.
Probably done a poor job promoting our social media so far on the show, right? Like, did it once at the top. Should probably do it more often, right?
Sure.
For a new audience. All right. Our show Twitter account is You Better, You Bet. You should follow us there. A lot of good content there, both show wise and also a lot of good sports gambling content. You should follow BetQL on Twitter. That is BetQL app. Also, download the appropriately named BetQL app. Going to give you all the tools you need to beat the sports book. Use promo code Kostos, K-O-S-T-O-S, at checkout for 15% off any subscription. I'm Nick Kostos on Twitter, at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Ken Barkley is on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson. It's a pseudonym. It's actually a pretty good one. Great to be on nationwide, radio.com, sports, the radio.com app. And one final shout out for this show, at least, to our new listeners, 1430 AM in Denver, 93.1 FM, HD3 in Los Angeles, as we bring you the wagertainment, the picks, the information, the analysis, and the laughs all mixed together. All right, so there's the social promotion here. What are we looking at for tomorrow, Ken, on Tuesday's betting card? So we're eventually going to call this like the look ahead or something. Makes sense. Got like a little
something like that.
Betting terminology tied into it. I don't even know if it's good or not. Whatever. It'll be good enough.
It's not bad. That's the best part about it. It's not bad. It's probably not good, but it's also not bad.
Well, it's like I always say, things associated with shows I'm on, I feel like I just need them to not be bad and the show will be great. And it's not bad. I just need it to not be bad and it's not bad. And your analysis won't be either for what we're looking at tomorrow on Tuesday, or maybe it will. Let's find out.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that awesome setup. Obviously, I don't expect to have any more movement in the Super Bowl line. We can talk about that game in a second. Seems like we're pretty far off to having any significant money come in. I don't think we're gonna have any injury announcements between now and then. Seems like things are gonna stay pretty stable in that 24 hours. College basketball for overnights, we went through it already, but worth reiterating, North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke all play tomorrow in honestly significant games for all three, because there was like a real chance North Carolina may not make the NCAA tournament. They had the
and this is your team, and you're like a closet North Carolina like super fan.
I regret my dad went there, had several cousins that went there, have seen games there, have followed the team for a very, very, very long time. Remember 93 when I was 9 years old.
What's the biggest North Carolina game you went to? Like Chapel Hill.
I've never been to a tournament game that they've been in, which is kind of like a dream-ish. I worked at ESPN forever. I had to cut the highlights for every championship game they played in since I've been an adult, basically. And I was in college for the Illinois championship game. So I've never been to any of them. So, I mean, regular season games, never been to a Duke game. So regular season ACC games, ton of non-conference. If they ever go to MSG, if they ever go, they've even played at Mohegan a couple times. Probably seen them like 15 times, something like that, 10 to 15 times.
Remember when
you ever been to a tournament game? You ever been to an NCAA tournament game?
No.
I go back and forth on whether it would be.
I feel like they're never here. Like in New York.
They were in. Well, that's true. I don't in the city. Probably not.
I've been to a billion Big East tournament games back in the day when the Big East was the Big East.
Right at the Garden, obviously, and the NCAA tournament was in Worcester, Massachusetts. I believe it was in Worcester for the Syracuse Vermont upset. TJ Sorrentine from the parking lot, because one of my best friends went to that game at that
Taylor Coppenrath, right? Taylor Coppenrath also?
Yes, Taylor Coppenrath and TJ Sorrentine. That's the famous Gus Johnson call. That was a 4:13 game on a Friday night, I believe. And it was the late night game.
My senior year of college, 2005.
Yes. And and my junior year. I remember where I was when I watched the shot and heard the Gus call. He tells me that story that he went to that game, but every time somebody tells me like, oh, I've been to an NCAA tournament game or it's so much fun. And because like everybody ends up rooting for the underdog, obviously, when you have these close games and you're not affiliated with either school. And I just keep going like, yeah, but then I'm not watching all the other games. And is it worth it? Is it ever
Definitely
worth
not.
It?
Well, it's why is like it I never, I'll never go to another NFL game for as long as I live. Never. Unless like
really?
I get paid.
Never as long as you never. Live?
Why would I? Like if I go to a game on a Sunday, like I'm not watching other games, which I never want. And I never want to go to a night game because then like I don't get home until 2 o'clock in the morning. Like have you seen traffic where I'm from in the New York area here?
What about a playoff
Los
game?
Angeles can empathize.
Because you'd be out and you could just go to a bar when we could actually go to bars again and you could watch the second game or the
You know what's problematic? And I went to, I forget what year this was. Maybe it was like 2012. The Giants played the Packers on a Sunday night game at MetLife. And I went and we went early and we were tailgating. And I just remember, and I was not sober. And I remember being so cold. Like it was so cold. It was maybe the coldest I've ever been in my life that I got into the car and I just sat in the car until the game started. And was the Giants killed them. Like it was the Rodgers Packers, the Eli Giants.
Right.
If you guys can look this up, the Giants, it was a Sunday night game, maybe like 7-8 years ago. The Giants killed them in this game. It was a romp. They destroyed them. And I've never had less fun at a sporting event in my life. And like the thought of me going and like sitting outdoors in like January to a playoff game, like no.
Sure.
Indoor game I'd consider.
Right. Maybe if you're a fan of Arizona or New Orleans or Atlanta or
unfortunately, as a New Yorker, I am not. So I can't imagine it. I can't imagine ever doing that. I really can't.
NCAA tournament, that would be a tough one because I'm very much looking forward to it. Won't be, I mean, it's all right, it's a month away and it's in Indianapolis and it's weird this year, but 13 months from now, I can't imagine what Vegas is going to be like the first tournament where everybody goes outside again. Like I can't. It was already the craziest thing ever. I can't imagine the first year when everyone's like locked in. I mean, I've gone forever. I went for like 9 straight years and then I had kids.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Okay. I remember when, who was it? Bill Curley, the Boston College player, the North Carolina lost to the next year in the second round.
Yeah, that was a good name pull. I'm almost positive that was his name.
Because he got drafted by the Pistons, and then he was on one of the NBA Jam alternates is how I remember it.
Oh, that's right. I actually think that's how I remembered the name. That's really wild.
Because he was on, he was like the fourth player you could pick for the Pistons on NBA Jam. I think Grant Hill was not on the Pistons at that point yet, because he was on the Duke team that lost to Arkansas. I think it was still like Isaiah maybe or Dumart. That Pistons team was bad anyway. No one cares about this. So, so the betting card for tomorrow, the trip down memory lane with NBA Jam. True story though. The first year that it was 94, because I won my dad's office pool in 19 as an 11-year-old. I had Duke in the title game. Preview everyone else like So I won. And I only had one team in the, I think I had only one Final Four team, but like everyone was terrible that year. UConn got upset by Lon Kruger in Florida. I believe Florida made the Final Four. Everyone had UConn and Danielle Marshall. So I win. I'm 11 years old. So I win the money. And my dad took me to Roosevelt Field, which is this mall in Long Island, New York, and bought me NBA Jam, which was like the greatest thing of all time. Really 11 years love this. Like whatever.
Games were expensive as hell back then too. Games were like 80 like, bucks.
Probably, yeah, I think it was maybe, you might be right. It might have been that much money, but like I know for a fact that like I won more money than that, and that was all. I'm pretty sure my dad pocketed the rest, God rest his soul. Anyway, to the bets for tomorrow, Ken, or the games for tomorrow.
Right. And we went over the overnights for the betting standpoint already. I'm on Duke, obviously. That so the significant games tomorrow in college basketball, Georgia Tech, Duke, we talked about already. Butler, UConn, you mentioned UConn that year. UConn plays a lot of people tough. They're 6.5 tomorrow against Butler. Oklahoma, Texas, a game we didn't talk about, which matters a lot for Big 12 tomorrow. Carolina, I already mentioned. We talked about my Carolina fandom. Only a 2-point favorite at Pitt tomorrow. And just, these are weird games, man. I think Duke played at Pitt last week and took all the money in that game, closed 4.5. But I think, you know, Kentucky, Alabama also on the card for tomorrow. So that's kind of like your significant college basketball games. NBA-wise, every team has played like 9 games in like 10 days. For there was like a Thursday off last week, nobody played. Ever since then, everyone's played like 3 back-to-backs, and as a result we finally have another reset day tomorrow. Clippers, Hawks, Wizards, Rockets, and then I do want to get your opinion, your New York Knicks back in action tomorrow, who have, even on this road trip, they were down a billion to Portland last night. Not sure if you were watching the game after both football games ended. Down 25 at half, I want to say.
I went to bed when they were, and I have Nerlens Noel on my season long fan, which I'm going to talk. I don't know. He's on my fantasy basketball team, and I saw he was doing nothing and I needed him to block some shots, and they were down by 30 and I went to bed.
Yeah. They, I mean, very unexpectedly. And part of this is Portland, no McCollum. And obviously like the injured players they've had all season, still not coming back. So a shorthanded Portland team who plays no defense. I mean, Knicks really, I don't think they had a shot to win at the end, but they end up covering in a kind of a crazy fashion. They cover, they were down 25 at the half on the road on the West Coast, and they cover as a 4-point dog, lose by 3, which is pretty incredible. They're a huge dog at the Daz tomorrow night with a pretty low total, which is an interesting, 11 with a total of 212, which is just a wild combination, to be honest. I kind of intuitively just want to take the Knicks in that situation, but I haven't run my numbers on the game yet or anything. And then, I don't know
a great shooting day from RJ Barrett, because I don't think Julius Randle's going to have his normal success down low with Rudy Gobert.
It should be the cross match for Randle against Utah inside is not the best.
I think I like honestly, I think I like Utah. I just think from a
matchup standpoint,
from like a stylistic standpoint, I think it's now, you know, Utah's got a factor which we can't talk about on this particular show because we're on terrestrial, but Utah generally yaks in the big moments, and the Knicks have proven at the very least to be, if they get come out with a win, this is a tough, well-coached team under Tom Thibodeau. So I kind of get where you're coming from here. I don't know if I can get there, though, because I think Randle, he won't be erased, but he's not going to be able to do what he normally does, like down low against the Jazz.
Sure, and you talked about the Jazz. Utah and Denver, we've talked about this before. Generally, it's not every game. We're talking about like 56, 58, 60% sometimes when we talk about some of these trends, and not necessarily something you always want to bet, but just to be mindful of, their home court gets factored in a ton. They play at altitude. Nobody else does. That always gets at least bet enough or overbet in a lot of situations. So you'll see these types of lines, which are typically reserved for Lakers games, Milwaukee games, apply to Denver and Utah when they play these bad teams at home. And they tend to struggle in a lot of these different situations. Something worth keeping in mind. Last game on the NBA slate that's worth mentioning tomorrow, the Wall Westbrook weirdo revenge spot ? Washington at Houston tomorrow.
They're both getting paid over $40 million a year. The only revenge that needs to be taken are the people that are signing those paychecks.
Right. Yeah. You know, right. You know who needs revenge? Whoever's writing the checks for, I mean, just two guys who have made a ton of money, Walm, who made a lot of money for doing very little the last couple of years after tearing his Achilles, but he's back. Yeah. He played in their last game. He's back. Wizards are back from the COVID hiatus. So kind of like a sneaky fun game. I would imagine that total is just astronomical tomorrow. We don't have any openers in that yet, but low 230s, I think, makes a lot of sense. So, you know, only three games, but hey, we got Knicks as a big dog. Maybe we'll talk about them tomorrow. Wizards, Rockets, a quote unquote revenge game.
I think we need to do tomorrow pieces of crap. I think I need to go off tomorrow. I didn't do that today for show. Yeah. Kind of, you know, getting our legs underneath us a little bit here. So we'll do that tomorrow. Also, I think we should have do a Super Bowl segment tomorrow with me and you. We didn't really do that today.
Yeah, good news is we have plenty of days left to talk about the Super Bowl.
Listen. Sometimes we like to produce on the air here on You Better You Bet. So that does it for this, the first edition, first episode of You Better You Bet for season 3 as part of the BetQL Audio Network. So a shout out again. Thank you very much to all our old listeners on radio.com sports, to all our new listeners on 1430 AM in Denver, 93.1 HD3 in Los Angeles. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you didn't hate us too much, or you've been on the games. Hopefully we gave you some winners here. So until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, for Ken Barkley and for our crew of thousands, I'm Nick Costos, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on The Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.